That's right.
Are you smarter than a plumber? With Southside Jake, who was on vacation for a little bit there, and now he's back. This is the only break we're going to take from Steelers talk, and even then we might not, because we have no idea the questions are going to come our way. Hello, Jake.
What's up, fellas? I'm back from vacation, and I'm ready for a clean sweep today.
How was vacation? Oh. Where'd you go?
It was excellent. We went to Pompano Beach, a little family vacation. My parents, my sister, and her kids, and then obviously my kids. It was a great week. It was a long week. Obviously, vacations with kids sometimes are not vacations, more of a trip.
I would agree with that. You also tan like a piece of masking tape. I mean, you're just as white as when you left.
I think I have a dark complexion like Doran right now.
Mm. No. You still look the same.
All right, Jake. Hit us with the trivia, baby.
All right. I got some doozies today. We're going to start off with a really tough one. Where did Hines Ward play college at? all right. Here we go. Jalen Ramsey holds the state of Tennessee high school track and field record for what event? A, D, long jump, B, high jump, C, 100-meter dash, or D, pole vault. Remember, you have two lifelines, 50-50 and ask Callis. And do you need me to repeat the question?
No.
It's either a long jump or 100-meter. And I would probably say a long jump.
Yeah, sure.
Long jump. Locking it in, boys?
Yep.
You are correct. He holds the state record for high school track and field. 25'3¼".
Oh, my God.
I know athletes.
Doran, that's a long jump.
That is a long jump.
25 feet?
Yeah. That's soaring in the air.
Soaring?
Yep.
Flying?
I think he set that in 2013, I think. It's when he was a senior in high school. It's amazing to me. All right. Moving on. Okay. Well, clean sweep is out. I thought I might have had you today. Okay. How many Pirates Hall of Famers are also in another team's Hall of Fame? So we're talking strictly Pirates Hall of Fame, you know, not the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Pirates Hall of Fame.
So Parker's going to be in the Reds Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Bonds.
A, five.
Bonds. Oh, okay, yeah.
D2, okay. C4, or D6?
Parker and Bonds for sure. I wonder if Kiner's in the Mets Hall of Fame because he was a broadcaster. What were the numbers?
A5, B2, C4, D6.
Damn it.
Maybe Callis knows this one.
Callis, you want to take a stab here with us, too?
He's not paying attention.
I am paying attention, but you put the numbers in a weird order. Usually, who wants to be a millionaire would have them in, like, chronological order. So you just count up.
Does it matter? I mean, you know the numbers.
Could you read them back to me in sequential order?
Sure.
Yeah.
I could do that. How many Pirates Hall of Famers are also in another team's Hall of Fame? B2, C4, A5, or D6?
If I had to guess.
I'm going to guess two.
Yeah. I'm going to say four. I think it's more than two.
I'm really tricked out on Kiner here. Should we go 50-50?
Yeah.
50-50.
Whoa. Two lifelines on one question?
Well, because if we win this one, we just beat you.
Yeah, that's true.
Throw it all at it.
Okay. Remaining options are C4 or A. Five.
Dang four. It. Harry said four. You've said four. We're going with four.
C4, final answer, boys.
Yep.
You are incorrect. It is A5.
Gosh.
Give them to us. This is going to drive us nuts.
Ralph Kiner is in the Mets. Dave Parker, Reds. Barry Bonds, Giants. Jim Leland, the Marlins.
Oh!
And Jake Beckley was also in the Reds Hall of Fame.
Oh, that Jake Beckley.
Beckley.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
rubber I'm match sorry. Question. That's a good question. I like that question.
All right. All right. Let's move on. This is it. You have no lifelines left either. This is not looking good for you boys. I hate to say that. All right. In the 1979-1980 NHL season, goalie masks became mandatory. But in what year was the Penguins goalie, Andy Brown, the last goalie in NHL history to play without a mask? Okay, remember, mandatory, 1979 to 1980 season. A, 1974. B, 1982. C, 1969. Or D, 1976.
Wasn't Jim Rutherford the first one to wear a mask for the Penguins? He doesn't know. He's taking a long drink of water.
He definitely does know, but then we would have to figure out what year.
Damn. I have no clue.
First one to wear a mask with the Penguins, Jim Rutherford was?
I thought so.
What years did he play for the Penguins?
I don't know the exact years on that.
Either do I.
Let me go 76.
Yeah, me too.
The Rocky King.
Okay, D76 is incorrect. It is 1974.
Man, I was going to do that. That's when my dad graduated high school. That's what I was thinking about. I'm just going to do it because of that.
And his dad used to tell him all the time whenever he graduated high school that that was the last time a Penguins.
Andy Brown.
Yeah, Andy Brown.
Andy Brown, the last player in NHL history to not wear a goalie mask.
Man, I got a text from my hockey-knowing uncle right after the answer came in. I was totally going to cheat if we got there first. All right, Jake.
Oh, man.
You took this round. Get the hell out of here.
All right, I'm going to go fix some air conditioning because that seems like that's a hot commodity these days.
I talked to Jake on the phone yesterday, and our guy is swimming in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Boys, I tell you, I think, honestly, this is crazy. I think people would go without heat in the winter rather than go without air conditioning in the summer.
I'm with you.
Yep, with you. 100%.
It's insane. It's insane. But, guys, great to be back. Good to hear from you. Talk to you next week.
See
you,
buddy.
See you, Jake.